Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I'm your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our challenges, and especially about my challenges, what lies ahead of me. And the reason I want to set the tone on this is because a lot of people just get too concentrated on like the beginning stages of doing something new and quit. And it's a struggle and you just get overwhelming and the anxiety is so much. You're just like, I just can't do this. I don't want to do this. So there's a thing. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to enjoy it. But if you're going to enjoy it and you're not good at it, you'll stick with it. But you got to give it a try. It's not whether you can't do it or not, because you can always do it. Because can't is just meaning you give up and you don't want to do it. I can't do that. So for me right now, it's creating my own social media stuff. I can't edit, post, put all the fun things that go with music and whatever it is that people love to do and just want to be influencers. Like, that's just not me. I can create the content because I love creating content and the stories behind it and the meetings and this. I can do that. So I had to do something that a lot of people struggle with, and that's ask for help. I was like, help, my social media. And as you know, I brought her on multiple times. She's a dear friend of mine, the lovely Kayla. She runs my social media. So when I create something, she's the one that edits out. She's the one that does all the work for it. But I do take the time and do all the filming, all the creating, like how it's supposed to come out. And I can do that. But ask me to like load something to Google Docs, you can forget about that. That takes 4 to 5 hours. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need any of that jargon. But what I do need is someone to help me to communicate with people better who understand the social media content world. That can really just look at it and think, I got this. I can do this. And then that's all I need. And so when you're stuck in a challenge and you want to do something, you will find a way to do it. But you just don't know the answer yet to that. So if you're struggling because you are mentally, you have a mental impairment or a physical impairment, and you want to do something, you have to break it down into sections of what you can do and what you can't do. And then what you struggle with. And then find little ways along the way to make it work. Now, when you're out doing it, that's when the problem gets sunk. If I'm out exploring something new, that just seeing if it's ADA accessible, I'm going to find little things and ways to get around and the ways to get in, ways to make it happen, because I want to enjoy that drink on top of the terrace, on top of the rooftop. Or I want to go to the underground. Like, how am I going to do that? Where do I go? Because what people see originally is not the whole story. You can find other ways to interact and to make it work that you never thought possible. You can find ways like, oh, if I go the back way under here, I run into the manager. The manager picks me up. We go up to the elevator. And then we have to go all the way across to another elevator and go up, and then I'm on the rooftop. Or I want to enjoy the food and they'll bring it out to me, even though that I can't actually get in, but they'll bring the food out to me. But I can use the bathroom because they have a back door to where the kitchen is, and I can go to the bathroom there. There's other ways around it, but you have to be in motion to see it. And if people see you in motion, doing the work, overcoming your struggles, overcoming the challenges of it, people will help you out. People will look at you and say, oh, this person needs help. I want to help. And they will help in their own way. You can tell them what your problem is. Well, I can't do this, but what I can do is I can buy the pen that you need to write. Oh, well, I don't have the money to buy the pen, but I do have a pen of my own to give you. Oh, I don't have the pen, but I can give you the ideas that you may need to write it down. Or I may not have the pen, may not have the ideas, but I can write it down for you. But the thing is, everyone wants to help. There's no one out there, except unless you're just somewhat pure evil and don't want to help other people. But even though that evil person will need help at some time, it's the little things, it's being in motion of doing it, and then once you find whether you like it or not, then you can make a decision if you want to continue. It's the same thing with smoking cigarettes and trying to quit. The people that love to smoke cigarettes have a harder time to quit because they love smoking. The people that don't love smoking, that do it out of habit, it's much easier because you hate it. I don't like this. I don't want to do it, and it's bad for me. But it's little steps along the way to make it all work. If you have the fear of so overwhelming and it's crushing you, reach out. Reach out to Ash Friendly. Download the app. Look on the website. See other people that are involved. See them if you recognize their disability with yours and it matches. And you can see the degree of who has it harder, and you can see what's working with them. Then maybe something like give you an idea of like, that could work for me. I can do that. It's all little processes of figuring out how to overcome the problem. And almost 100% of the time, you can't do it alone. Maybe like 99.9% you need help. And that 0.1% you won't need help. But we all do. And it's okay to ask for help. It means that you love yourself. You give yourself time. You give yourself respect. I need help. And if you are going through it and you're saying, I want to be independent, do it alone, then do it alone. But know that we're here for you when you're ready. And I can't tell you when you'll be ready, and I can't tell you we're going to ask for help, but we'll be here. It's a lot of these what ifs, I don't know, I can't, this is awful. Then find the lane that fits you better. Find something you're comfortable with. Find something that's giving you the endorphins that you need to like the love and the joy and the passion and the emotion of life. But you have to be in it to go out and do it to find it. And if it sometimes will come right to you, but you gotta wait for it. It's not gonna be given to you right away. It's little processes along the way. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.